humid, windy, and occasionally threatening rain. Crowds were packed over every inch of the New Orleans Fairgrounds racetrack to hear music by everyone from Little Queenie Harris to Alan Toussaint to The Boss.
Well, a doctor comes round here with his face all bright.
From New Orleans.
And he says in a little while you'll be all right.
This is Blues Roots.
All he gives is a humbug pill, a dose of dope, and a great big bill. Tell me, how can a poor man stand such times in life?
Jazz Fest 2006 was coming to the close of the first weekend, and Bruce Springsteen's much-anticipated Seeger Sessions band, complete with slide guitar, banjo, fiddle, accordion, and brass band instrumentation, took the stage to sing us home with a collection of music that spanned the political folk music tradition from Jacob's Ladder to We Shall Overcome.
Hey, we shall overcome. We shall overcome. We shall overcome someday. Darling, here in my heart, yeah, I do believe we shall overcome someday.
But it was a song written in 1929 by blind Alfred Reed, and adapted only a few days before by Springsteen, that stunned the crowd.
There was once a time when everything was cheap, but now prices almost put some men to sleep. When we pay our grocery bill, we just feel like making our will. Tell me, how can a poor man stand such times and live? I remember when dry goods were cheap as dirt. We could take 2 bits and buy a dandy shirt. Now we pay $3 or more, maybe get a shirt that another man wore. Tell me, how can a poor man stand such time than leave?
Originally recorded on December 4th, 1929 in New York City with blind Alfred Reed on fiddle and vocals and Arvel Reed, Alfred's son, on guitar, the song reflects a particularly poignant perspective on the struggles of people immediately following the infamous stock market crash that initiated the Great Depression.
Oh, the schools of health today ain't worth a cent. But they see to it that every child is sin. If we don't send every day, we have a heavy fine to pay. Tell me, how can a poor man stand such times and live? Grow ambitions good.
But the song doesn't stop there. Alfred, standing squarely at the center of an American tradition of folk singers that combined the classic church values of charity and justice, took on everything from a failing school system to renegade law enforcement to greedy, money-grubbing preachers.
Most of preachers preach for dough and not the soul. That's what keeps a poor man always in a hole. We can hardly get our breath, taxed and stewed and preached to death. Tell me, how can a poor man stand such times and live?
Reed followed this same line of consternation and protest in many other songs, including his attack on the morals of flappers in the song Why Do You Bob Your Hair, Girls? And a song about the greatest industrial disaster of the time, the Monongah, West Virginia mine explosion of December 6, 1907, where 362 men and boys lost their lives.
Well, the doctor comes around with a face so bright, and he says in a little while you'll be all right. All he gives is a humbug pill, dose of dope and a great big bill. Tell me, how can a poor man stand such times and live?
How Can a Poor Man Stand Such Times and Live has been recorded many times and in many styles.
Well, I used to trade with a man by the name of Gray. Flowers 50 cents for 24-pound bag. Now it's a dollar and a half beside, just like a skinning off a flea for the hide. Tell me, how can a poor man stand such times and love?
The New Lost City Ramblers recorded a traditional bluegrass version in the late 50s. New York City's Del Lords recorded a rockin' version of the tune with an updated verse for the times in 1984. But it was Ry Cooder's version of the song that first attracted Springsteen's attention.
Well, the doctor comes around with his face all bright, and he says in a little while you'll be all right. All he gives is a humbug pill, dose of dope and a great big bill. Tell me, how can a poor man stand such times and live? Well, there once was a time when everything was cheap, but now prices nearly put the man to sleep. When we get our grocery bill, we just feel like making our will. Tell me, how can a poor man stand such times and live?
Springsteen's new version of the song begins, like Cooter's, with the last verse of Reed's original. It then morphs into a modern song of anger and protest to equal Kanye West's famous comment that George Bush doesn't care about black people.
Me and my old school pals had some mighty high times down here. And what happened to you, poor black folks? Well, it just ain't fair. He took a look around, gave a little pep talk, said, I'm with you. Then he took a little walk. There's bodies floating on canal and the levee's gone to hell. Martha, get me my 16 gauge and some dry shells. Them who's got out of town and them who ain't got left to drown. Tell me, how can a poor man stand such times?
It's an approach that is all of a piece with the new recording from Springsteen, We Shall Overcome, a reimagining of the classic songs of labor, solidarity, and protest that stands to reawaken people to the social realities at the heart of America's folk and blues music. From the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival, this is Blues Roots. I'm Tom Butler.
Got family scattered from Texas all the way to Baltimore. Yeah, and I ain't got no home in this world no more. Gonna be a judgment, that's a fact. A righteous train rolling down this track.